following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Urena's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. To see the difference Urena makes and beat it right along.
Also, to answer another question posed by the man who has a podcast with a segment. Now, you know, he steals every segment that he has from me, except the real good ones that he's invented himself, like Shart Week, where you send in shart stories. Anyway, he proposed, this is so funny, because Gooch says to me, you know, for Easter candy, let's order Cadbury eggs and stuff like that. And, you know, just the, and I said, we're not doing C's? And he said, you're kidding me, right? I said, no, why aren't we doing C's? And he said, I didn't really think we maybe, because after 3 pound heart. So guess what we're getting for our Easter candy, lovies? Yeah, we're getting C's candies and a C's bunny and C's eggs, because it's Easter.
It's sister. Is that politically incorrect to be sister?
It is sister. And I don't believe that's politically incorrect to do accents, quite frankly. Thank you.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
This is so funny.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2655 of the BFO44, right? The 30th of March, 2018. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, we've got the winner of the so-so question contest. Oh, Big Fatty, no big deal.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your pants, and join Stevie B in the singing of the Bulgarian national anthem.
We are loyal to Bulgaria, vulture of the West, and we toil for Bulgaria, feathering her nest. The soil of Bulgaria through all the world is known. From her heights to her dairy area, Bulgaria stands alone.
Big Fatty, what the hell does that mean? Hi, everyone. I hope you're good for right day is going well. Yo, you're Blue Lions today because y'all, this weekend, Tamari, the 31st of what month is this? March, Big Fatty. It is the last day of March, and y'all, you know, Big Fatty wrote down that March came in like a lamb, so it's supposed to go out like a lion, although y'all, I just looked at the auxiliary rat, and she said that it appears that it's going to be a lamb again, so maybe I just wrote it down wrong, Big Fatty, it's also on Saturday, the blue moon. Yes, Big Fatty, that means it's the second full moon during this month. Yes, Big Fatty, let the crazies come out, especially in Walnut Hills.
Hey,
Tomorrow, the 31st of March, in addition to being a blue moon, and the last day of March, the Lamb of Lion Day, y'all, it is also the celebration of exiting the birth canal of someone very important, y'all. Yes, Big Fatty. Big Fatty has met this gentleman. I met him at the G'day's, I think the first time, and y'all, then he's been to numerous of the Pride 48 events out there in Las Vegas, and y'all, he is coming. He is coming with his traveling companion to New Orleans, to the Big Easy, Big Fatty, this year in August. Y'all, it is none other than John Ong. Yes, Big Fatty, one of the podfathers of Little Shows, he is. So, y'all, he's bringing DeBell with him. Yes, Big Fatty. And so, y'all, if I know John Ong hadn't put out, well, he does that Ching Chong show. I don't remember what it's called. It's the, I don't know, they speak Mexican. He hadn't put out an online little show in a while, but y'all, nonetheless, if you see John Ong, Penang Hokkien, that's the name of it. Yes, Big Betty. Y'all, if you see John Ong on the Twitter or the FaceSpace, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of sister cake. Yes, Big Fatty.
Happy birthday.
I've got two packages here that I've been holding, it seems like forever, because they were Easter package. Y'all, the first one came in a long time ago, and I opened up the little card, and I saw it was an Easter gift at, so I didn't go any further. But y'all, I'm going to put a picture of all these giftettes, to include my cookie butter, which I'm going to try here after I open these other giftettes. Y'all, but the cat's got a yellow daisy on the front of it. And y'all, it says, better than bacon, better than sleep. You've got a new friend. It's the Squeaky Peep. Happy Easter. Big Fatty, what is the Squeaky Peep? I don't know. But it's... Oh, Big Fatty! Y'all, it is... it is like those ducks. But y'all, it is a peep. And it's... yes, Big Fatty! And it's... here, let's just listen. Oh, Big Fatty, that's who called us! It is! Oh, Big Fatty! Y'all, that is who called us a while back, remember? Yes, Big Fatty! Oh, yes! Yes! Okay! Yes! Okay, that's the Squeaky Peep! That is cute as it can be! Does it have who it's from in there? No, Big Fatty, it's just the Squeaky Peep! Okay! Well, and y'all, it's an official peep. It's like those yellow marshmallow chicken things. Yes, Big Fatty, that is as cute as it can be. Whoever sent that, thank you for that. Yes, Big Fatty. Our last package we've got here, I believe this one is from that Gus Chan. He said he was sending me a little Easter something. We're gonna open it up now. Y'all, this came by that lesbian delivery service. Yes, Big Fatty, Miss Beaver. And let's just see what we got here. Big Fatty, you're not prepared. I guess I'm not. But oh, look at that. Oh, y'all, it's in the fancy wrapping and everything. Oh, Big Fatty. It's in the special bag, Big Fatty. And let's just see what the little card says. It says, Happy April Easter Fool's Day, Big Fatty. Love, Gus Chad. Yo, that's right, Easter. On Sunday, remember to say rabbit, rabbit. But y'all, that's also April Fool's Day. So y'all, we're just gonna open this up. Gus Chad, y'all in the gift bag is just as lovely as it can be. We're gonna open it up and see. Oh Lord, what do we got here? Oh, it's wrapped in the tissue. It's in the tissue paper also. Let's just see what we got here. And we're opening up the tissue. And let's just see what we got. Big Fatty, what is it? It's a... Y'all, it's a poopery. It's the master craftsman. Big Fatty, throw a monkey wrench in the bathroom stench. Big Fatty, that's fucking... Y'all, it looks like a little tool chest. Y'all, what is this? It's crap. What does that say? Crap something. Trapping crap. Big Fatty, you put a little drop in it before you go. Big Fatty, you better put two drops. And let's just see what are the flavors we've got here. Before you go, turlet sprays. It has 100 uses. And I can't tell what the flavors are. It's poopery. Before you go, turlet. It's the royal flush. Does that say flush? Yes. But royal flush and the trapping crap. Ready? That is vulgar, but gosh, Chad. That is as cute as it can be. Yes, Big Fatty. And so, Gus Chad and the mystery person, thank you so much for that. And now, y'all, we're gonna do a little taste testing. Now, y'all, I'm gonna try my cookie butter. Y'all, by the way, it says on the jar, it says, spread it on pancakes or waffles, peanut butter, and cookie butter sandwiches. Serve with ice cream, dip pretzels, or celery. What do you do with something this delicious? Well, y'all, I have some pretzels, and I thought they'd be nice and noisy. Because, you know, Mr. Cackle had said that I need to have lots of crunching and all for Steve the Tato when I tasted this. So, y'all, I've got me some pretzel sticks here, and we're going to give them a try, and we're just going to dip it right in here. I have taken the foil lining off, so y'all, we're just going to give it a try. And y'all, they say it tastes like ginger snap, so here we go. That's pretty good. Yes, Big Fatty. Now I may have to try that again. Yes, Big Fatty, that's definitely not enough crunching for Steve the Tater. That's excellent, actually. No, it's got little pieces it says it tastes like gingerbread, but it... Well, I guess ginger snaps is like gingerbread. I like that. Y'all, and I think Mr. Cackle, gives this as a little gift at for folks in his office for Grandma. With Big Fatty, it's delicious. We should have more. I wonder if we can make a cake out of it. Maybe so. Y'all, I didn't have an Easter kerfuffle from Jimmy Bear, but y'all, Sam in the Hinterlands sent me one, a real short one. I don't have much time, but y'all, she says, what do you call, why didn't the rooster cross the road? I don't know, Big Fatty, why didn't the rooster cross the road? Because he was chicken.
Thank you.
Jesse, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, lovely, blue moon weekend. Big Fatty, we forgot to do the so-so, contest winner. Well, okay, I guess we'll do the so-so contest winner.
It's February so-so question month. It's February so-so question month. Come on, big fatty listeners, and call, comment, or email the BFO with a so-so question for that Peter G. and Kathy Marshall's contest in February. Because we're tired of the good questions, and we're ready for the mediocre ones. It's February so-so question month. Come on, do something. Get off your ass.
Kathy Marshall, are
yes,
you there?
I am here.
And I am that Peter G. And you know, we are the co-hosts of the So-So Question Contest every year on the Big Fatty Show for the month of February. And I think there should be one left next year's, right? If my
yes,
math is correct.
I think there's one more year to go. There's
right,
one more year to get even more mediocre than we are so far.
Okay, we have 58 questions, and Kathy Marshall is going to do her random number generator thingy. And one question is ineligible because I asked it. If that number comes up, we'll pick again. But other than that, the sky's the limit. Okay, are you ready with your random number generator,
yes,
Kathy? Okay, Kathy Marshall, please.
Okay,
drum roll,
here
please,
we go.
All right.
And we get, we got a one, which is, who is one? One is our
one
own.
One is Jay and Ron. Question number one. Wow. Well, let's review the question. Jay and Ron, I'm reading from Kathy Marshall's voluminous notes. Jay and Ron asked the inaugural question, toilet paper over or under? And then Big Fatty says that's not a sports ball question. I'm not sure where he was going with that. It's about the role, a question that has ended many marriages, and why Big Fatty is not attached. The answer is over. Under, Big Fatty says, is vulgar. I tend to agree.
Over is the only answer.
Well, Jay and Ron, you win the mediocre prize.
Mediocre prize is in the mail, and this year it isn't 5 pounds of government cheese and a bicycle bell. This year it's different.
All right. Thank you, Kathy Marshall. Thank you, Big Fatty listeners. And until next February, keep those so excellent questions coming.
Yep. And then in February, think about mediocrity.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, well, first of all, another big thanks to Digger for the totally original, never heard before bumper, and to that Peter G. and Kathy Marshall for sponsoring our So-So Question Month in February. But y'all, did you notice that the prize was so-so-so that they didn't even tell us what it was? So Jay and Ron, congratulations to you two fine gentlemen. Call in if you care to share, and let us know what the hell you got. So anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the Easter Bunny herself, the old gal out there in Walnut Hills, and old gal, what you got planned for this weekend?
This is so funny.
Oh, is it so funny because it's a blue moon? I know you love that.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.